message, and we will figure out how to get your audio working properly. On behalf of Bookshare staff, we are very pleased to have the opportunity to share our work and passion of making books accessible to people with print and learning disabilities around the world. Our goal today is really to talk about how Bookshare and assistive technologies like those produced by HumanWare remove the barriers that prevent people with print disabilities and learning disabilities from reading and learning and enjoying books. Can you click to the third slide, Brenda? Hi, Brenda, are you able to hear the audio? Okay, we'll need to click to the third slide, which is the agenda slide, please. I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Brenda, you may need to refresh the slides because what we're seeing is still the front first slide. Great. Fantastic. Yeah, thanks for hanging in there, everybody. So we have a lot of content, actually, to cover today. So let me begin by covering what we will talk about in the agenda. First, we'll start off with a little bit of Bookshare 101, talking about what Bookshare.org actually is. Well, secondly, we'll talk about what digital books are and the kinds of books that we actually have in the Bookshare.org library. We'll look at the services, the types of memberships that Bookshare offers to its members. We'll also discuss eligibility, who is actually eligible to become a member of Bookshare.org, and the different membership options that we offer. We'll also talk about how you actually read digital books using assistive technology, and we'll end with a Q&A section. I should also mention that if you have questions, any burning questions throughout the presentation, do feel free to enter a question via chat. You also have the ability to speak directly into your computer if you have a microphone. You'll just have to depress the control key, and you can ask a question directly to me. So, Brenda, can we go to the next slide, please? Great. So let's just jump into the meat and potatoes of the presentation. So what is Bookshare.org? Well, essentially, Bookshare is an online library of accessible books that comes in digital formats, and we provide this to readers with print-related disabilities. Our mission at the end of the day is really to get high-quality books and materials to people who need them when they need them, meaning at or near the same time as others without print disabilities, so that they too can have equal access to books and the opportunity to learn and enjoy books as well. So that said, our library is comprehensive and growing every day. Currently, we have over 37,000 members with Bookshare.org, of which over 6,000 are schools and other organizations. We're also adding hundreds of new books every month to our collection. We'll talk more about that later in the presentation, how we get those books. And very recently, we achieved a significant milestone of adding over 42,000 titles to our collection. So that number will continue to go up, and within the next 4 years, we expect that collection to be over 100,000. Next slide, please. So what are digital books? The books in the Bookshare.org library come in digital formats, which are basically data. It's in a format called DAISY. I mentioned that now, but I'll talk about DAISY a little bit more in depth later in the presentation. But because they come in digital formats, it really... Hear me now? Hello? Yes. Sorry about that, everybody. A little bit of technical difficulty. So starting at the beginning of this slide, what are digital books? All the books in the Bookshare.org library come in digital formats, which means it's data. And it comes in a DAISY format, which I'll talk about in greater detail later in the presentation. But because they're digital books, it really allows us to do two things. First, to deliver these books over the internet to all of you. So you can all very easily go to our website, look up a book like To Kill a Mockingbird, download it either onto your computer or any assistive technology devices, and read them. So the second thing that digital books allows you to do is to make it accessible to people with print disabilities. And so later in the presentation, I'll also go into this in greater detail and talk about how digital books are accessed either on your computer or using portable devices like many of the products produced by HumanWare. And so the third thing that I'd like to talk about regarding digital books is that because they come in digital formats, it just makes reading and accessing books very easy. Using the bookshare.org website is very easy to do. It's also convenient because it's on the web. And the last thing I'll mention is that by the end of the year, the process of finding books and reading books will get even easier because bookshare.org will be relaunched and will just be a much better and new and improved website. So where does Bookshare.org actually get its books? There's really three main channels. Bookshare.org actually started 6 years ago, and it was through the contribution of a community of volunteers, which today is really an army of volunteers around the world. What they actually do is take physical books, they chop them up, take the pages and scan them, digitize them and proofread them so that we can eventually put them into the Bookshare.org library. We still get many, many of our books through this channel. The second channel, or second way that we get books, particularly textbooks, is through the NIMAC. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with the NIMAC, it stands for the National Instructional Materials Access Center. And what this is essentially a repository where publishers put textbooks and where Bookshare.org takes those formats and converts them into a digital book that you and students and members of Bookshare.org can actually read using assistive technologies. And so the third way that we actually get books is through direct relationships with publishers. And I'll talk about this a little bit more in the next slide. But we are continually building relationships with the biggest and smallest publishers around the world to get books and put them into our library. So what exactly is in the Bookshare.org library? As I mentioned before, I mean, it's a huge library of over 42,000 titles, and it is very comprehensive. We get textbooks, again, from the NIMAC, where publishers deposit textbooks. We get many, many recommendations to put books in for teachers so that they can use them in the classroom. We have a number of really great and impressive special collections, like the New York Times bestsellers, Newbery, Caldecott, Young Reader's Choice, as well as a growing and expanding international collection. Currently, we have over 1,000 Spanish books, and we're going to continue to add those languages as well as other international books into our collection. As I mentioned, we also get books directly from publishers, and we've got great relationships with Scholastic and O'Reilly Media, and we just recently announced great partnerships with very prominent publishers like Hachette, Perseus, HarperCollins, and Random House. And finally, we also have a comprehensive list of newspapers and magazines, over 150 national and regional ones, and we get this through a direct partnership with the National Federation of the Blind online. Can we go to the next slide, please? So specific to education, Bookshare has a very special focus. This past October, we received an award from the Office of Special Education Programs. This is a department within the Department of Education. And what this award allowed us to do is really focus on two things. The first of which was to provide our services for free to all U.S. qualified students with a print disability of any age. That includes K-12, college, continuing and adult education, as well as homeschooling. So the second thing that the award allowed us to do is really focus on building the Bookshare.org collection. So as I mentioned, we are consistently getting requests from teachers, and we're putting educational materials into the library on their behalf, and we are getting textbooks directly from publishers through the NIMAC. Next slide, please. So given all this, what's really special about Bookshare.org? Well, it allows us to really dramatically increase access to high-quality books and materials for free, as I mentioned, to all U.S. students through this award that we received through the Office of Special Education Programs. Members of Bookshare.org also get access to free assistive technology, and I'll talk about that a little bit more detail later in the presentation. Our library is online, meaning we're open 24/7, and you can get a book anytime that you choose. Our books are very current. Again, we're getting books directly from our volunteers as well as directly through relationships that we have with publishers. We're very fast in responding to requests, not only from teachers, but also members, parents, and students who want a book. They may not be on Bookshare.org at that time. And we also have a number of flexible membership options, which I'll talk about in greater detail later in the presentation. So what are the benefits of Bookshare.org? As we're getting new members and doing more outreach with students and adults around the country and abroad, they provide a great testimonial to the benefits of Bookshare.org. What we've been able to do is really motivate people to read more, particularly in the classroom, by giving them access to the books that they need at the same time as their classmates. Students are becoming really engaged in the learning process at school and are becoming better students. As I mentioned, we help students to keep up with their classmates because they get books at the same time. We help to increase reading independence, reading speed, and comprehension. And we also really open the world of books to our students and adults. It's not just learning in the classroom, but it's also being able to get books that they're personally interested in and can read on their own. So, who is eligible to become a member of Bookshare.org? And this is a really important question because it's not everybody who actually can get memberships. Bookshare is legally able to provide books to students and adults through an amendment in the copyright law called the Chafee Amendment. And what this allows us to do is reproduce and distribute copyrighted materials in specialized formats, again, the digital formats that we talked about earlier, to people with print disabilities. So what does that mean? On this slide, what I have represented are the three main categories of eligibility options. First are visually impaired people, such as people who are blind or low vision. These people definitely qualify for Bookshare.org membership. Secondly, people with physical disabilities, which affect their ability to actually hold and read a normal book, and so this might be something like cerebral palsy, these people also definitely qualify for Bookshare.org. The third group that qualifies for Bookshare.org are people with learning and reading disabilities that are considered severe enough. So what does that mean? This means that a certified professional will have to be able to assess the reading ability of the student and say that they need special accommodations to actually read a book. So someone with severe dyslexia who has something like an IEP or some sort of note from a certified professional, we've listed some of them here, can get access and memberships to Bookshare.org. Now, the people who don't qualify are people with disabilities such as autism, emotional disabilities, ADHD, and English as secondary language learners. These people do not qualify unless they have a disability such as visual impairments, physical disabilities, or severe learning and reading disabilities as well. Let's go to the next slide. Great. So once you have a membership, depending on the type of disability you have, it will determine which books you actually get access to. So in our library, we actually have a number of public domain books, and what those are older books who have grandfathered out of the copyright law, and actually anyone, members and non-members, because these are older books like Black Beauty, you can go onto our website, download and read. Now, books with U.S. copyrights, like New York Times bestsellers, a lot of fiction and autobiographies, any person who's a member in Bookshare.org can read and download those. Those include teachers, students, and adults. And the third type of book that's on our library are textbooks that come from the NIMAC. And the difference here is that because they are NIMAC sourced books, only educators from K through 12 public schools and agencies can download those books on behalf of students. Let's go to the next slide. So when you've decided that Bookshare is a service that you're interested in, we provide a number of membership options for our audiences. Again, non-members, because we do have public domain books, they can download and search for older books, again, like Black Beauty. We also include or offer individual memberships for non-students. So these can be adults. These can also be international people with print-related disabilities. And the fee for them is $50 for the every year, and in the first year, they'll also have to pay a $25 registration fee. We also provide organizational memberships, and these are kind of group memberships, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later in the presentation. But something like a school, a library, or some sort of community center, they can get a group membership and include individual members underneath that group membership and download books on their behalf. And then finally, we also have individual memberships for students, again, which are free due to the award through the Office of Special Education Programs. And I'll talk about that in greater detail later in the presentation. Go to the next slide.
Can I ask you the questions regarding Canadians, New Zealand?
Hi, we got a couple of questions that looks like from our international participants. Can schools or individuals from Australia, New Zealand, get memberships? And the answer is absolutely. You can get individual and group memberships, but because you're not a part of the U.S. public school system, you'll have to purchase memberships. As I mentioned, for individuals, that's a $50 annual fee with a first-time charge of $25 that first year. You're also able to buy book blocks. So a school in Australia, for example, could buy a book block, and I can provide further information on pricing later on after the presentation. Great. So moving to the next slide, again, I mentioned that individuals can get memberships through Bookshare.org, and the benefit here is really that individuals manage these personal accounts. So whether you're a student or adult, if you're at home, you have complete control over browsing and searching and downloading your own books. You essentially get an unlimited library card, and you get access to all the books and materials except for textbooks. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. You need to get textbooks through your public schools. But other than that, you get access to all the materials in the Bookshare.org library. And you're able, again, to log in independently, download, and read those books by yourselves. Let's go to the next slide. And so registering for Bookshare.org as an individual is very easy. You go online, and you create an account online. If you're over 18, you can actually enter in the information and submit it online. But if you're under 18, you're usually going to do this in conjunction with your parents, and you'll have to print out that form, have your parents sign it, and mail it or fax it to Bookshare.org. In addition, you're going to have to read the Bookshare.org terms, which I'll talk about a little bit later, agree to those, and send and fax those in, as well as provide a proof of disability form. This is a form that you'll be able to get from the Bookshare.org website. And you'll have to have a certifying professional state the kind of disability that you have, sign it, and send that in to Bookshare.org so that we can activate your account. The other type of membership that we have, again, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, are the organizational plan memberships. And what these are more group memberships. So something like a school, a U.S. public school or a private school or international schools, as well as organizations like libraries, community centers, can create what are called organizational memberships or group accounts, where some sort of administrator will become the primary contact at the organization and really administer the account, which means they will identify all the individual students or members of that organization and create a roster, which is basically a list of all the qualified print disabled people who belong to that organization. In addition, the primary contact will be able to download books on behalf of these members. The primary contact can also identify other sponsors who are often teachers or other administrators or staff working at that organization who can download books on behalf of students. And in terms of access, they get if you're a U.S. public school, you get access to all the books and materials, including textbooks. But if you're not a public school in the United States, you will not be able to get access to textbooks due to relationships with publishers. And the other benefit of organizational plan memberships that teachers or even non-teachers, such as librarians or administrators at these organizations, can also make requests for specific books to bookshare.org, and we'll put those books into our library. And so similar to an individual membership, registering is very easy. You do that online by creating an account. Again, you'll agree to the bookshare.org terms. The one difference, though, between the individual and group membership is that you will have to create and provide a form online that provides the names of the sponsors. Again, these are the other individuals who can download books on behalf of students or members, and you provide us a list of the members who are part of your organization. And the other thing that I'll mention is that after the presentation, I'm going to give you my contact information. If you have any questions regarding registration, either for individuals or organizations, we have a number of quick guides that we can provide you that make the registration process very easy and convenient. Next slide, please. So we have a question here. Can a teacher of the visually impaired be a primary contact with students at different schools? No, actually that is not possible. If the primary contact really needs to be on staff and an administrator at the school, or if it is a non-school like a community center, they need to be on staff with that organization. So if an organization doesn't have someone who can play the role of an administrator, they will not be able to get an organizational membership. Great. So earlier I mentioned in the registration process that you will need to agree by the terms of the agreement with Bookshare.org. And this is something, we have a number of bullet points listed here, and I'll just talk about it at a pretty high level. It's very important that Bookshare.org abide by its agreements with with publishers, and that we do not break any copyright laws. So we make sure that all our readers have print-related disabilities. Again, that's why you provide the proof of disability form. And we have a number of policies that dictate how you use the book. So for example, if you download a book for yourself or on behalf of a student, you are not allowed to share that with other people, particularly people who don't have print-related disabilities. And this is because of the copyright law. We want to make sure that we're not improperly sharing books that are copywritten with people who are not supposed to have access to those books. Let's go to the next slide, please. So in addition to that, this is a follow-up slide that talks about our 7 points digital rights management process. And so again, because we want to make sure that we're not breaking any copyright laws, what we have is a system in place that makes sure that this doesn't happen. When you download a book from Bookshare.org, what happens is that the book gets encrypted, and watermarked and fingerprinted so that we can identify where that book has gone to. And in the case, which has actually never happened, that the book becomes widely distributed, we know where are the source of that book. And so we have this in place because it's important. And again, we want to make sure that we are abiding by copyright law. But there's also an understanding in our community and our members that this is a service that's really beneficial to all members. And they are incredibly respectful of that. And there has never been a problem. We don't really expect there to be. But in case there ever was, we do have this system in place. Next slide, please. So once you become a member and you come to our website, what you're going to find that is that finding books is really easy. Again, right now we have over 42,000 books, digital books in our collection, and we have search and browsing functionality, like many of the best websites out there, that allow you to search by title, author, language, and category. Again, we have different categories of books, like it's special collections, textbooks, newspapers and magazines. And so you'll be able to go onto our website and just leisurely browse and see if there's any books that you're interested in. And so the other thing, again, I'll mention is that our website is going to relaunch by the end of the year. And in it, you're going to find advanced and simple first simple search functionalities and just a much more appealing site that makes it fun and easy to use Bookshare.org. Next slide, please. So after you have found the book that you're looking for, let's say something like Harry Potter, it's then easy to download the book. We provide a number of tools on our website that allow you to do that. So we provide first an unpack tool, which allows you to download the book from our website, which comes in a compressed format because these books are actually quite big. And it will unpack it and put it into a folder on your computer. And then we also provide free software, such as the Victor Reader Soft from Humanware, which allows you to read the book on your computer. And I should also mention that we have a Bookshare.org version of Read Out Loud from Don Johnson coming soon, by the end of the year when we relaunch our website. So once you've downloaded the book and found it, let's go to the next slide, please. We have a question here about Read Out Loud. Will it be available to non-U.S. members? And the answer to that is a definitive yes. Great. So once you have found the book that you're looking for, again, let's say it's Harry Potter, and you have downloaded it to your computer, because these books come in digital formats, one of the benefits is that you can read them multimodally. So what does that mean? It means that, so for example, I have a screenshot here of Victor Reader Soft, and the book, as you can see, the text of it comes onto the screen. So you can read the book visually, reading the words. At the same time, the text will be reinforced by audio. So you will hear a synthesized voice that reads the book at the same time as you're reading it. And with certain softwares and certain technologies, there's also added features such as highlighting. So as you're reading the word, it gets highlighted in a color like yellow. It has the ability to insert bookmarks and take notes. So there's a lot of really great features and functionality that help readers to become more accustomed to reading and increase their reading speed and comprehension. So let's actually click to the next slide. Earlier I mentioned that our books come in digital format, and the standard that we have our books is in a format called DAISY. That stands for Digital Accessible Information Systems. And what this really is a standard that that the entire industry is moving to. And because our books are in DAISY format, you can read it on softwares that come from companies like Humanware, but also a lot of other companies that I'll talk about in a second, and a lot of other portable devices, which I'll also talk about in greater detail. But again, the DAISY format allows you to read the books multimodally, as I spoke about. Because they are tagged in a certain way, it makes the books very easy to read and navigable, meaning that you can search and jump to different pages. You can jump to different chapters and paragraphs. And the other great thing about DAISY is that you can convert them to MP3 formats and play them on an MP3 player like an iPod. And what we're finding is that this is actually quite popular with students who are really savvy with technology these days. Next slide, please. And so the other format that our books come in are braille-ready formats, or BRF. And these are more targeted towards our blind and low vision members. And so when you download a book from Bookshare.org in a braille-ready format, what you can do is then put them onto devices like a note taker or a refreshable braille display. You also have the option to download the books directly to an embosser and read the books that way. We also provide the opportunity to order hard copy Braille books directly online through partnerships that we have through the Braille Institute, and I should mention that there is a fee attached with that. Next slide, please. So as I mentioned earlier, our books at Bookshare.org come in the DAISY format. And so one of the benefits, again, is that many of the other softwares and devices can read DAISY formats. And what I have here are just some examples of software. These are applications that you will use on your computer. So right now, we currently have the HumanWare Victor Reader Soft, and that's free to all our members. You can download that from our website. A new version of that, an updated version, will be available with our relaunch by the end of the year. In addition, again, we're going to have Don Johnston read out loud. That will be available at the end of the year as well. And what I've also listed are just a number of other applications, software applications, that are very good. And if you already have these types of softwares at home or in your school or in your organizations, you can use those to read Bookshare.org books. It looks like we had a question here previously from the previous slide, and it was, do you download into Duxbury to emboss? And the answer to that is yes. Great. And so in addition to being able to read Bookshare.org or DAISY books on your computer, you can also read our books with portable devices. And so if you have something, or if you're interested in products like the HumanWare Victor Reader Stream or Classmate Reader, these are great products where you can search, download, and put our books and read books, particularly multimodally on the Classmate, as well as these other products that we have listed on this slide. And again, the other really cool aspect is that you can take our books, again, convert them to MP3 formats, and play them on your iPods. Great, next slide. So just as a wrap-up of what we've covered today, and we've covered a lot of information, so feel free, again, to ask any questions. And again, I'm also going to provide our contact information at the end of the presentation in case you want to follow up with questions. But for now, I'd like to just remember that we have a huge library that's growing every day, over 42,000 books, and you'll have free access to that if you are a U.S. Student of any age. We also provide free reader software for our members. Again, currently it's Victor Reader Soft. In the very near future, we're going to have Don Johnston's Read Out Loud. You can get digital books for students, adults, and international members. We're relaunching our website by the end of the year, and again, we're just going to have a much cleaner and easy and convenient interface with great features, particularly in the search area. And we really encourage you to tell other people about Bookshare.org and help to spread the word, whether it be parents or colleagues or talking to teachers, please do so. And if we at Bookshare.org can be of any assistance, we're happy to provide you with materials or assist you with outreach to get the word out about Bookshare.org. Next slide, please. So at this point, we've been taking a number of questions throughout the presentation, but we also encourage you to either speak directly to the computer pressing control, or if it's easier, just include a question in the public chat and we'll address some of the questions. So one question has come up, and it is there a users group? I'm interested in emailing other teachers. And so we do have user groups. Right now it's just a broad group that does include teachers where they discuss any technical questions about things like, you know, how do I specifically convert a book into MP3 format, or is this technology good, or are these types of books in the library? So they really field a lot of different kinds of questions and issues in the community, and what I can do afterwards is to provide any particular links from our website that will allow you to browse some of the content in our communities. Okay, so we have another question here. How do you demonstrate that you have a significant learning disability? So when you are registering for Bookshare.org, again, in the process, what you'll have to do is provide and submit a proof of disability form. So when you go to our website to the member registration section, you can actually download and print that form and take a look at it. What you'll see is that it isn't that extensive for long, but what is important on that form is that you state the disability and that you have a certified professional examine the student or the adult and say this person's disability is significant or severe enough that they cannot read and access normal books and that they need special accommodations, something like a Bookshare.org or assistive technology, so that they can read and access books. So we really leave it in the hands of certifying professionals who understand and know learning disabilities to corroborate that that these disabilities are severe enough. Great. So do we have any additional questions? We have another one here, another great question. So does the software work on Macs and PCs? And so the short and long answer is yes, and it's only going to get better. So the softwares that I mentioned earlier, the Victor Reader Soft and the Don Johnson Read Out Loud, currently work with PCs. But in the very near future, in early 2009, our new versions will be able to be downloaded and used on the Macs. But in the near term, you can read our books on Macs. When you download a book from Bookshare.org, again, it comes in a DAISY or BRF format, which I talked about earlier. But in addition to downloading in those formats, you get an option to also download the book in an HTML format. So for a Mac, you can open up the book in HTML in a web browser, and Macs have built-in text-to-speech technology that will allow you to access the books. And so if you have further questions about that later on, I have an email for our tech support group, and they can answer very specific questions about Macs if you continue to have them. So I got another question here. Is there a quick way to get to the beginning of the text when there are no page numbers? The answer to that is, if you're just trying to get to the beginning of the book, yes, absolutely, because you can basically just rewind. But if a book has been put into Bookshare.org and doesn't have the proper tags, that will be difficult to go to a specific page, like let's say within the middle of the book. But what I would say is, if you did see a book like that, that's a book quality issue, and you should bring it up to us, again, to our support. And what we'll do then is take that book, we'll look at it again and convert it in such a way that the tags are in place and that you can navigate that book properly. We actually really look for that kind of feedback from our members.
If you can address the question for the international members, that would be great, because I know there's Canadians as well.
Right. Great. Yeah, so there was a question here about clarification of the rules and costs for international members. So I think the way to answer this is to, again, go back to the kinds of memberships that you can get. So individual memberships are ones where an adult or a student, let's say in Canada or Australia or New Zealand, would want to get a membership. And what an organization can do is help that student to create just that individual account so that that student can access books from home or really anywhere. And the cost for that individual membership, again, is $50 every year with a $25 charge at the beginning of the year. Now, the other type of membership that is available, again, are the group or organizational memberships. So let's say a school in Canada or Australia also wanted to get a group account. And again, the benefit here is that you create a group account, and within that account, you can list as many students who have qualified print-related disabilities in the account, which is a great benefit. So you can do that, and it's very similar to the process in the United States, but the difference is that you will not get free membership, and the way that you pay for that is by buying book blocks. And so offline, what I can do is provide you a link to our website, and we'll give you the specifics on the costs of buying Bookshare blocks, excuse me, and usually buy them in 100 book increments. So let's see, I think we have another question here. Is there any authentication within the books to detect if you are a Bookshare member? For example, if your yearly membership has expired, will you lose access to your download collection? But yeah, that's actually really two questions and two very good questions. So yeah, in terms of authentication, yes, there absolutely is. Again, we have the digital rights management system. So when you download that book, you will, when you're doing it online, you will receive a prompt to enter in your password. And what that allows us to do is to encrypt and then fingerprint that book and assign it to a specific user, an individual, or if, in the case of a group account, to the specific student or person for whom that book is being downloaded. So again, we know exactly who's downloading our books and where they went. Now the second question here is in regards to yearly memberships. If that is expired, will you lose access to the collection? So the answer is actually yes, you do need to update your memberships every year, but prior to that point, you will receive communication and email from our membership group reminding you, whether you're an individual or a group, that you need to update your membership with Bookshare.org. Great. So is there any additional questions? I think there was a follow-up question. After your membership has expired, will you be able to read that same book later on? Yeah, the answer is yes. Once you've downloaded that book, yes, you will be able to read them again, assuming that you didn't renew your membership. But what you will definitely not be able to do is share that with other people. Again, due to our digital rights management system and our terms of agreement, you download that book. Yes, you can access it anywhere. You can even transport it. You can put it on a USB or a memory card or download it to a CD, put it onto different computers as long as it's only for you or other devices. That's absolutely fair use, but what you cannot do is share it with other people. So that's the biggest stipulation of our terms of agreement and digital rights management system. So we have here another question about membership expiration. If you are a U.S. student, does the membership expire? No, it doesn't expire as long as you're a student. You will continue to get free access. So let's say that you are a senior in high school and you graduate from high school and then move on to college. Your membership will continue to be free, but what you will need to do is let us know at Bookshare.org that you graduated from high school and that you're moving on to another, well, to college, to university, and we'll update our files. But you will still continue to have your membership for free with Bookshare.org. What will happen though is when you leave school, let's say you are a senior in college, graduate and then enter the workforce, your membership will expire and you will need to renew it to a paid membership because you're no longer a student. When you enter the workforce, you'll have to pay the $50 annual fee as well as the first time $25 charge. But as long as you're a student, your membership is free and will continue to be free as long as you're studying. Great. Any additional questions?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
You can hold your mic.
Another question about reading with the classmate. Let me just read it. So back to the question about getting to the beginning of the text without page numbers. How do you do that using the classmate? I'm thinking about getting one for my young student.
The answer to this, and it's Brenda, is to make sure that you've downloaded a book in Daisy. And at the very top of the screen, you can select a Daisy format. With that, you're able to arrow forward or back within the book, and you're able to navigate very quickly within it. So it would be within the Daisy mode, level one, moving by pages, chapters, and sections.
Great. So we have a follow-up question here that I'll take. What does the Victor Reader software do? And again, this is the software that you can get free through Bookshare.org on our website. And so with the current version of the Victor Reader soft, it allows you to access all our books in the library, again, in Daisy format. And you open up the book in Victor Reader soft, and it will display the text in the main window of the Victor Reader soft. And it allows you to navigate by page, by chapter, and it also allows you to read multimodally. Again, when you activate it, you'll read the text, and an audio component will also accompany the book so that you can read the books multimodally. I should mention that in the very near future, the updated version of Victor Reader Soft will also have additional voices, and I believe that it's going to have advanced functionalities of highlighting and bookmarking.
What you might want
them
to do is to...
So, feel free again to ask any additional questions, but at this point, if you would like to receive additional information from Bookshare.org, again, we have a number of quick guides that help you with registration, how do you download books, how do you read them, questions about the assistive technologies. You can enter in your email into the chat box, and we'll capture it there. We'll also alert you of any trainings or newsletters that we will continue to do over the Internet. And actually, there's one last question here that I'll take. As a teacher of the visually impaired who travels, who would be the best person at the school to be a primary contact at a school? So in that case, it probably would be better if there was a teacher, another teacher there who works directly with the students or anyone staff, like an assistant teacher or even an administrator, who is more regularly at the school and can be assigned as the primary contact and download the books on behalf of the students. And I should also mention that in addition to being having primary contacts, again, you can also include additional sponsors onto your account. So it can be a number of teachers and teacher assistants who get sponsorships and can download books. So again, thank you everybody for attending. We apologize for at the beginning having a couple technology issues. It's not always perfect, but it does allow us to deliver these webinars to a number of people around the world. So we're glad that you attended. And on this last slide, what we have here is just some contact information for you all. If you have questions about school or group memberships, we have the group accounts at bookshare.org. Email address there. If you have specific questions regarding technology, please contact support at bookshare.org. Again, we take recommendations to add books from school, from teachers, from students, from adults. Email school book request at bookshare.org. We do a number of trainings, and we'll work with you if you need materials or information to help us get the word out about Bookshare. Email us at events@bookshare.org. And if you really have any general questions for us, you can contact me at any time. My email is mario.o@benetech.org, and I'm happy to assist you in any way that I can. So again, thank you everybody for attending today's webinar. Thank you to Brenda and Humanware for inviting us, and we enjoyed sharing our work and passions with you. And again, please feel free to contact us anytime at any later date. Thanks very much. Okay, so someone was able to sneak in a last question, so I'm going to take it. Well done. So the question is, so could the primary contact add me as a teacher of the visually impaired as a sponsor? The answer is yes. So a primary contact can really be anyone at the school, for example, an administrator or a principal. And what they can then do is create a list of different sponsors. So it could be the teacher of the visually impaired. It could be a teacher's assistant or any of the teachers or administrators that work directly with these students. So you have the option to include these people and really as many sponsors as you see fit at your school or organization. Great, thanks everybody, and take care. Hello, if you're joining us now for the Humanware Bookshare.org webinar, it actually just completed, but we will be loading this onto the Humanware website under the Classmate Reader page for you to access at any time.